From Tidbits on April 21st, 2008, this is the audio version of Punch Through NAT with Port Maps, Port Forwarding, written by Glenn Fleischman. The Coding Monkeys has released the free open source port map application to make it easy for users and developers alike to control a router's capability to open up access for particular programs from the outside world. Most home network routers use network address translation, otherwise known as NAT, to connect private network addresses, IP addresses that are non-routable or unreachable from outside the local network, with a single routable IP address that is assigned to the router. Unfortunately, this method means that individual computers can't offer up their own services, like a web server, or accept incoming connections for games or other internet-spanning programs, like the Coding Monkeys collaborative editing package SubEthaEdit. But NAT isn't a brick wall, even though it's often called a passive firewall. Most NAT-capable routers also include one of two standard methods of allowing software running on a computer with a private address to ask the router to open up a limited form of incoming access. Automatic port mapping protocols in the router open one or more ports, a kind of numbered slot that can be attached to an IP address, and hand the port number or numbers back to the requesting software. As long as the router itself has a publicly routable IP address that can be released via the internet, port mapped applications can now be reached as well. Static, manual port mapping, either called port mapping or port forwarding, lets you set a persistent port that you choose to map to a given computer and service on the local network. In contrast, automatic port mapping usually picks an arbitrary internal port that can change whenever the router is restarted or whenever you disable or re-enable the service you're mapping. All Apple Wi-Fi gear starting in 2003 includes Apple's version of an internet standard called NAT-PMP, Network Address Translation Port Mapping Protocol. Most other Wi-Fi and broadband gateways use a more full-featured but bulky technology known as UPnP, Universal Plug and Play. PortMap supports both NAT-PMP and UPnP. To use PortMap, you need to figure out which ports are used by the program you want to expose to the internet. This can be simple in some cases. For instance, web servers almost always use port 80, although they can be configured to use another port. PortMap includes presets for a few programs and services. The list could be more fully populated. You may need to consult the user's manual or online help to find the port or ports needed for your purposes. You can use PortMap to request a particular public port on the router, although the router doesn't have to honor that request, and only one service can use a given public port at a time. If you're running a web server that's designed to be widely reachable, you want its public port to be 80, because that's the port used implicitly by every web browser. It is possible to include a port number in a URL explicitly by adding a colon and the number, such as http://example.com:1633. The related problem with automatic port mapping is that if you don't use a well-known public port for a given service, you need to publish or publicize the port. Back to My Mac uses NAT-PMP and UPnP, and it uses .mac to pass information about what ports were assigned among your various Back to My Mac-enabled computers. With PortMap, you need to distribute that information. After setting up a port mapping, you can select it, and PortMap displays a URL that you've defined or that's drawn from the preset information that you then give to others or use yourself to access the service remotely. In practical use, PortMap would work as follows. I want to use SubEthaEdit with a friend. I launch SubEthaEdit and PortMap. I select the SubEthaEdit entry that I've already created and set it to on, or I create a new entry if one doesn't exist. PortMap generates a URL, and I convey that to my friend via iChat, email, or phone. My friend then uses the URL to connect to my copy of SubEthaEdit. Two alternatives to PortMap are available on the market. Codelade Software's Lighthouse, $12.99, 14-day demo, is similar to PortMap, but with a much greater set of features, including a long list of presets and the capability to import and export profiles. The company also regularly updates presets that can be downloaded into the software. Bain's Software's Share Tool, $20, 15-minute-at-a-time demo mode, is a way to tunnel Bonjour discovery and resource access using automatic port mapping to enable the secure connection of two systems running their software. Since parts of macOS 10, like file sharing and screen sharing, and many individual applications use Bonjour to advertise their availability, an encrypted tunnel for Bonjour traffic effectively extends your local network. This lets you stream music from a shared iTunes library outside your local network, for instance. PortMap is clearly just a sketch of what can be done, and the Coding Monkeys have released their code to encourage developers to incorporate more NAT sense into their internet-enabled programs. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and one of these years, IPv6 will let us eliminate the entire need for NAT, but I'm not holding my breath.